要用以爱待人这个题目做彼此的勉励。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with the topic "Treat others with love" as mutual encouragement.
主耶稣说啊，道理的总纲就是爱。
Jesus said, the theme of all truth is love.
啊，就是要爱神跟爱人。
That is to love man and love God.
啊，所以爱的道理非常重要。
Therefore, the doctrine of love is very important.
尤其说到爱人。
Especially when we're talking about loving others.
这是我们最大的功课。
That is one thing that we have to learn most.
就小弟个人的感觉啊。
And just to my personal opinion on this.
常常在讲爱的道理的时候。
As we often talk about the sermons on love.
有时候要一方面啊，求神赦免。
Not only we ask for the forgiveness of God,
求神帮助,
and also we need to ask for God's assistance.
因为我们所学的这些爱的道理啊,
because all that we have learned towards the topic of love,
自己常常没有完全做到,
we often have neglect ourselves in many aspects.
所以在这个查考当中,
therefore while we are studying this topic,
有求神帮助,
we ask the Lord for His help.
并不是因为自己做得到
It is not because that we are able to do it
而是神要我们这样做
And as a matter of fact, it is God who wanted us to do so
自己没有做到的地方
So that in those aspects that we have not yet done
要求神帮助
We ask the Lord to help us
或者求神来赦免
We also ask for God's forgiveness
记得在17年前
I still could recall about 17 years ago
小弟被按立执事的时候
When I was first anointed as deacon
在按立的当时
And as I was being anointed
心里面一直向神祈求
In my heart I prayed to God
就是让小弟能够当一个爱人的执事
That is so that God will allow me to be a loving deacon
并不是求能够有什么恩赐
I wasn't asking for any gifts from God.
只是求神能够让我们实实在在的爱人。
I only asked for God that I can love truly.
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
So in the Bible it tells us that.
说凡事不可亏负人。
It says that we should not fall short of others.
但是要唯独爱心要常常以为亏欠。
But that's only one thing that is love that we should often feel that we are obliged to others.
我们要常常以为自己在爱的道理上
And we must often regard in the aspect of sermon of love
爱心道理的实践上
And also the practice, the actual doing, the deeds of love
我们总是还亏欠人
Then we must always feel that we are obliged to others.
所以愿意尽力去补足。
Therefore, we must able to establish ourselves to fill up that deficiency.
所以主耶稣到世上来。
So when Jesus Christ came to this world,
他虽然讲了很多的道理
even though he has talked much about sermons,
但是当时的门徒他们也是不一定都完全体会。
However, not all disciples of his understood what he said.
甚至于他们到主耶稣被钉的时候
even at the point when Jesus was about to be crucified,
有些人还没有真正清楚主耶稣的爱
there were still people not clear about the love of Jesus.
但是主耶稣用行动来实践他的爱
However, Jesus used his action to prove to these people of his love.
他自己愿意被钉死在十字架上
He wanted so much to crucify himself on the cross for others.
在被钉十字架的时候
And while he was crucified on the cross,
他是带着肉身
He was crucified in flesh.
所以跟我们一样这个也会痛啊。
It was just like us that we have senses of pain.
主耶稣也知道这个苦悲
And Jesus also know our bitter cups.
是一个极大的功课。
And which is a great lesson for us to learn.
所以他在克西马尼园祷告。
Therefore, when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他还是求神按他的旨意来成全。
He was asking for a Lord's will to be fulfilled.
主耶稣为人牺牲在十字架上。
So Jesus died for all mankind on the cross.
那些攻击他的人
，all those who have attacked him，
还在底下讥笑他。
And there are many people around where he was crucified, mocking at him.
就像在诗篇122篇所记载的。
It is just like what it was said in Psalm chapter 122.
主耶稣为爱为了爱人。
Because of the love of Jesus for others,
他牺牲自己啊,
he sacrificed himself.
就是要让神的爱让所有的人有机会来接受。
So that to allow all other people to accept his love.
所有主耶稣的教训啊,
so therefore we have the teachings from Jesus.
也是围绕在怎么爱神爱人啊这个功课上。
His teaching is surrounded on the topic where how we should love others and love God.
那保罗的教训也是很多爱的道理啊。
And also in the teachings of Paul, it also includes many lessons on love.
所以在哥林多前书十三章那一段。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, there is a passage that
所谓爱的真谛。
That said the truth of love is.
我们时常查考。
We often talk about the truth of love.
但是我们在查考当中。
And as we study on this topic,
是不是真的能够来行出来呢?
Are we actually wanting to do it?
这是我们要常常检讨的事。
And this is what we have to often self-examine ourselves.
今天下午我们要查考关于这个爱的道理啊。
And in this afternoon, we would like to talk about the topic on love.
主要是放在彼得他所勉励的话。
And the emphasis is going to be the words said by Peter.
我们来看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书第一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
这里说你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。这里彼得这样说。
So here, Peter said this.
我们顺从真理呀。
He said we have to obey to the truth.
在真理上得到造就。
And also we need to receive edification from the truth.
我们借着真理来洁净我们的心。
And through the truth that we're purified.
在真理上得到造就以后
，and also after we have been edified by the truth，
最重要的要从心里面彼此切实相爱。
The most important of all is to love one another deeply from the heart。
我们学习再多的道理
，we could say that we have learned so many lessons on sermon。
假如不能在这个爱的功课上
，but if we are not able to work ourselves hard enough on this topic of love,
来实施出来,
and also to do it,
来造就别人,
and to edify others,
来显出神的荣耀,
and also to manifest the exaltation of God.
就表示我们还有需要追求的地方。
That means that we still have rooms for ourselves to improve.
所以这个爱的动力啊,
therefore the motivations behind this love,
就是从顺从真理啊,
It is through pure submission.
来爱神开始的。
It all began from loving God.
我们再看第三章第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 8, 1 Peter.
彼得前书三章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。这里呀，他在提醒我们呐。
So here is a reminder for all of us.
总而言之啊。
He said, all in all.
就是有很多道理的教训呐。
There are many teachings.
来总结一句话。
And that all comes to one conclusion.
就是要同心呐。
That is to have one heart.
就是要彼此体恤。
That is to understand one another.
要相爱如弟兄。
And to love one another as brothers.
而且要存着慈怜谦卑的心。
And be compassionate and humble.
这几句话就是彼得教我们怎么来实行爱心的一个很重要的道理。
And these few statements are an important message from Peter for us to learn about the topic of love.
彼得是当时使徒教会的一个代表。
And Peter is the symbol of the apostolic church at the time.
也可以说当时主耶稣门徒当中一个代表性的人物。
And also he is also a representation of all other disciples.
他跟从耶稣，他听了耶稣许多的道理。
He followed Jesus and listened to many of his teachings.
甚至于主耶稣借着他行了许多的神迹奇事啊。
Even Jesus has performed many miracles through him.
哦，建设了当时的教会。
And that allowed him to establish many churches.
到彼得年老的时候。
And when Peter came to age.
他总共只有两封书信啦。
And he only wrote two letters.
也就是彼得前书跟后书。
And those are 1 Peter and 2 Peter.
他最看重而且希望能够来教导当时的信徒是什么呢？
The only one thing that he wanted to teach the members at that time was
我们查考至少发现有两点他非常重视。
And as I studied on his letters, I found that there are two emphases in his
letters. 第一个就是顺服的道理
The first one thing is submission.
第二个就是爱的道理。
The second is on love.
顺从的道理最主要就是我们侍奉神的一个原则啦。
The teaching of submission is the principles to our attitudes of service.
从顺从神的道理当中
And from our submission to the Lord.
我们也知道怎样来彼此顺服啦。
We understand how to submit to one another.
所以我们也借这个机会将这些他所强调的来做一下参考。
And through this opportunity, I would like to make use of what is said in the Bible to encourage one another.
因为这也是爱神的表现。
Because this is a kind of manifestation of our love for God.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
第二节
Verse 2.
彼得前书一章二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。这里谈到顺服耶稣基督。
So here it talks about the obedience to Jesus Christ.
我们再看十四节。
Let's skip to verse 14.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。这里就谈到要做天父顺命的儿女。
So here encourage us to be the obedient children of God.
再看二十二节。
And let's skip to verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心。就刚才我们念的，这里强调顺从真理。
So here it also mentioned about obeying the truth.
再看第二章十三节。
Let's go on with chapter 2, verse 13.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派华厄赏善的臣仆这里要谈到顺服这个制度
Here also talk about the system of submission.
顺服神所命定的这一些带领者。
And to submit to those who has been instituted by man.
再看十八节。
Let's skip to verse 18.
你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。这里谈到做仆人的要顺服主人。
So here it says, even if we are as slaves, we must submit to our masters.
那不但顺服那善良的
Not only submitting to those who are good and considerate.
就是乖僻的也要顺服
Even to those who are harsh.
然后我们再看第三章第一节。
Let's go on with chapter 3 verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。这里讲到做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So here he talks about those wives that has to be submissive to their husbands.
我们再看第五章第五节。
Let's go on with chapter 5 verse 5.
你们年幼的要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服这个整个彼得前书
This entire book of 1 Peter.
彼得非常强调这顺服的道理
And Peter emphasized great deals on submission.
要顺服神，顺服真理呀。
To submit oneself to the truth and also submit oneself to God.
顺服制度啊。
To submit to the system.
啊，做仆人的要顺服主人呐。
As servants, they must submit themselves to their masters.
做妻子要顺服丈夫。
And the wives have to submit to their husbands.
年幼要顺服年长的啊。
And the young has to submit to their elderly.
再来就是啊，在恩赐上要彼此顺服。
And also under the roof of gifts given, we must serve one another with submission.
啊，所以假如我们没有顺服的心。
If we do not have the heart of submission,
啊，我们就不能顺服神啊。
It is very difficult for us to submit to God.
不能顺服神的旨意。
And we, likewise, we are not able to submit to God.
所以我们常说，神不管安排我们在任何的境遇啊，都有他美好的旨意啊。
Therefore, regardless of the situation or circumstances that God has put us in,
甚至于让我们遇到任何的困境。
Or even we have come across with difficulties.
也都有他美好的旨意啊。
There's always wills to it.
所以我们凡事啊，要来认定神。
Therefore, in everything, we must acknowledge God.
哦，任何事啊，我们先要寻求神的旨意。
In anything that we do, we must first seek for His will.
而不是啊，假如不顺我们的意思。
It is not that if something happens to be not out of our liking,
我们就怨天尤人
and we start to complain against God,
这就非常可惜啦
and that is something that is pitiful to do.
所以在爱心的功课操练上啊
therefore in the lessons of love and trials,
很多都是因为顺服神，我们才能去接受。
There are many things that that we are able to accept all of our submissions.
所以在这个爱心的表现上啊。
Therefore, in our manifestation of our love for others.
我们刚才念的经节啊。
And also the verses that we just read.
说因为顺从真理啊。
That is to submit to the truth.
所以我们才能够爱弟兄没有虚假。
Then we are able to truthfully love our brothers.
才能够从心里面去做出来。
And we can do it all of out from our hearts.
那刚才念的啊，我们在爱心的表现上有几个项目。
And when we talk about manifestation of love, there are many things that we could do.
就是三章八节那里所写的。
And one of them is said in chapter 3, verse 8.
第一个说要彼此体恤。
First it said we must be sympathetic.
彼此就不是只有单方面的。
To do it to one another, it doesn't mean only one direction.
我对你啊，你对我。
It is to you and in turn to me.
体恤什么呢？
And what is there to be sympathetic about?
就是这个体恤对方的需要。
That is to be sympathetic of the needs of others.
我们要能够体谅别人的劳苦啊。
And also to be considerate of other people's hardships.
能够体谅别人的痛苦。
And also to be considerate about others' difficulties.
我们能够连续别人的罪过。
And if we are able to be compassionate.
连续别人的软弱。
And also to be compassionate over others' transgressions.
这样才是爱的表现。
Then we can say we ourselves have love.
所以主耶稣教我们的祷告。
So therefore, in the prayers that Jesus has taught us,
他说你们祷告要这样说。
He said that we must pray in this way.
其实就是我们照理讲，每一次祷告都要这样做。
As a matter of fact, this is what we should do each and every time of our prayers.
要跟主耶稣讲啊。免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
That is to pray in this way that we forgive others, just like when Jesus forgave our sins.
所以每一次祷告，我们都要主动去赦免别人，恢复我们的债。
So, in our prayers, we must always ask for Lord's forgiveness over what others have owed us.
然后我们才有资格求神免我们的债。
And then we can consider ourselves as worthy to be someone who can forgive others iniquities.
主耶稣在登山宝训里面讲啊。
So in the teachings of the Mount,
说你们在祭坛上，
He said on the altar,
献祭的时候，
And when you're making offerings,
你们想到有人啊，有人向你怀怨，
And you think about those people who wanted to repay their wishes.
你要先去跟他和好。
The very first one thing you must do to the person is to
然后再来献祭啊。
To gain a harmony with this person, then you go on with your offering.
还要听你的祷告。
Then we can say that God will receive your prayers.
想起人家向你怀愿啊。想起人家向你怀愿。
Oh, when you think about what others is trying to do to you,
有可能两种可能啦。
There are two possibilities.
第一个，可能你得罪人家。
And perhaps one of them is you have offended others.
你做错事啊。
Or you have done something wrong against this person.
所以人家就怨叹你啊。
Therefore, this person has complaints against you.
或者怨恨你啊。
Or maybe the person has hatred against you.
你要先去跟他和好。
You must first of all gain harmony with this person.
你做错了，要求对方的原谅。
You have done anything wrong against this person, you must first ask for forgiveness.
但是第二种情形啊。
But in second scenario,
人家向你怀怨啊。
If there is someone who complains against you.
人家怨叹你啊。
People have grumbles against you.
不是你的错。
Even that was not out of your fault.
而是对方的错啊。
If that is the fault of others.
那个时候你也要去跟他和好。
Then what you should do, you must also gain harmony with this person.
然后再来献祭啊。
And then you go on with your offering after that.
这就是主耶稣基督道理的精神啊。
And this is the soul spirit of the teachings of God.
一般的伦理道德不是这样教的。
And the morals that we learn in this world is not like what we are talking about now.
在中国啊，古时候一个孔夫子啊。
In ancient China, there is a character called Confucius.
他的弟子问他。
And one of his disciples asked him.
说以德报怨如何啊
？He said, "If I repay others repay others with."
孔子说何以报德
？Excuse me. If I repay others with my good deeds, how can I? What kind of deeds can I do?
他就说啊，以直报怨，以直正直。
He said, we should use our righteousness to repay others.
以德报德。
We use our good deeds to repay for others' good deeds.
他这几句话的意思大概是这样啊。
And the essence of these statements goes like this.
孔子的学生说，人家对我不好，我对他好，可以吗？
What he was asking is, if someone treat me bad, what's the point of me treating the person good?
孔子说不可以啊。
And Confucius said, you shouldn't do that.
你只要这样做的话，那对你好的人你怎么办呢？
Then what you should do to the person, if this is the case, what you should do to the person that treats you good.
所以人家对你不好啊，你就不跟他计较就好了。
So if you encounter someone who treats you no good, the only thing you could do is,not to quarrel or fight with the person.
可以不必对他好了，人家对你好的，你才要对他好。
There's no need for you to treat this person good. Only the person who treats you good that you repay with the same thing.
但是主耶稣的道理不是啊。
But this is not a teaching of Jesus.
人家对你不好，你还是要对他好。
Even people treat you unrightful, you must treat the person.In the correct way.
所以有时候人家怨叹我们，并不是因为我们做错，而是对方做错啊。
And occasionally we have people complain against us not because we have done something wrong.
我们不能说不理他好就好了，不跟他计较就好了。
We shouldn't say that we just neglect the person and forget about everything.
主耶稣说你要先去跟他和好，然后来献祭啊，主耶稣才要听你的祷告。
Jesus teach us that we must first gain harmony with this person at first.
所以有时候别人对我们不好，他有他的软弱。
And even though there are people who are treating us no good, it is out of their weakness.
我们还是要主动去帮助他。
We must initiate ourselves to help these people.
有时候我们要体谅他的处境啊，他的困难。
And sometimes we need to be sympathetic on the circumstances that this person is in.
有一个故事啊，或许我们听过了。
There's a story that maybe some of us have already heard.
啊，有一个这个晚上的夜车上面啊。
Okay, there's a night train.
啊，结果啊，啊，有一个车上有一个小朋友啊，在那里又吵又闹。
And there was a child making great deal of noise on the train.
啊，他这个结果这个小孩子的这个做父亲的啊，哦，在那坐的都不动，就是默默的在那低着头都不动啊。
And the father of this child was silent. Did not want to do anything about his own child.
结果这个小孩子啊，就吵到别人啦。
And this noise made by this child has annoyed others in the train.
啊，有的乘客啊，就默默的承受啊。
And some of the passengers, they just bear it.
哦，但是其中有一个啊，他就打抱不平了，他就去过去找那个小孩子的父亲。
So there was one of the passengers who could no longer tolerate anymore, so he confronted the father of this child.
他说啊，这位先生啊，你的小孩这样一直吵人家，你都不在意吗？
He said, well, mister, your child is making a great deal of noise and annoying all of us.
啊，这个小孩子的父亲啊，他就抬起头啊。
And so this father of this child lifted up his head.
啊，眼睛布着血丝啊。
And his eyes were filled with, was so red.
看起来很疲倦的样子啊。
And he looked really exhausted.
他就对那一个打抱不平的人说。
So he told this person who were challenging him.
啊，对不起啊。
So he just said, I apologize to you.
我忽略了。
I have neglected.
啊，那小孩子可能因为刚刚失去母亲。
Perhaps because this child has just lost his mother.
所以他可能哈，这个情绪上还不能平稳下来，非常抱歉。
And perhaps emotionally, he still could not gain the balance. So I have to apologize for what my child has done.
啊，结果这个打抱不平呢，听了这个话以后，自己非常惭愧。
And this passenger who wanted to confront him felt so embarrassed.
所以有时候我们啊，忽略了别人的软弱，其实有他的原因。
Therefore,
别人的这个忽略啊，有他的原因啊。
Therefore, there are often times we neglected others' weaknesses.
这个体恤的心啊，就是能够为人啊设身处地去想。
And to be sympathetic is to put ourselves in others' shoes.
啊，这几年哈、哦，在台湾啊啊，有一本书啊很热门。
There was a very best-selling book in Taiwan these years.
就是谈到 EQ 的问题呀、啊。
This one book was talking about EQ.
啊，当然这是从美国啊啊流行过去的。
And of course, this philosophy was originated in the U.S.
哦，现在有些人认为啊，一个人要成功啊，最重要不是他的 IQ 高。
And therefore, there are some philosophy about if for a person to succeed.It doesn't require IQ.
而是 EQ 高的人容易成功。
It is a person with high EQs will succeed better.
当然 IQ 是指的啊人的这个智力啊啊有关这个分析啦整理啦。
And of course, IQ is a measurement of one's intelligence and his thought and also analytical skills.
哦，甚至于说这个学习的能力呀、啊。
And also his learning skills.
啊，那 EQ 是什么呢
？But what is EQ?
EQ 就是情绪智商。
And EQ is a measurement of one's emotional.
简单的讲啊，就是体谅别人的能力啦。
In a simple nutshell, it is a measurement of one's ability.
就是能够控制自己的情绪啊。
That is your ability, to hold on to your own emotions.
哦，能够站在对方立场来思考的这一种能力。
And also the ability to put yourself in other shoes to think.
哦，所以为什么人家需要你的体恤呢
？So why do others need our sympathy?
因为有他的软弱啊。
It is because they do bear witnesses.
甚至有他的过患。
And also they might also have their shortcomings.
所以我们只要能够接纳别人。
And if we are able to accept others.
哦，甚至于主动来帮助他。
And also if we are initiative enough to help others.
神更愿意接纳我们。
God will be more than willing to accept us also.
所以彼得他说要彼此体恤啊。
Therefore, Peter said we must be sympathetic towards one another.
这是非常重要的道理啊。
This is a very important teaching.
彼得曾经当时啊，他非常天真啊。
Peter was very simple-minded at the time.
他有赤子之心啊。
And he has a simple heart.
但是他也曾经啊，三次否认主耶稣啊。
But there was three times that he denied Jesus.
当他发觉以后啊，他马上就就出去痛哭啊。
As he discovered that he had just denied Jesus, he went out and cried.
主耶稣说你们会为了我跌倒啊，他主耶稣被捕的时候。
So when Jesus was seized, he told Peter that you will fall because of me.
他是说他会到耶路撒冷被害啊，三天复活的事啊。
What he was referring to was about his resurrection after 3 days of death.
大家都会离开他。
And everyone will leave him.
那个时候彼得怎么讲呢？
So what did Peter said at that time?
他说众人都会跌倒，我绝对不会跌倒。
He said anyone else will fall, except me.
结果他就向主
given him.
这是极大的爱啊。
That is because of his great love.
所以他带领教会啊。
Therefore, as he led the church,
他就用这个爱的精神来服侍人。
He led the church with a spirit of love.
甚至人家得罪他的时候啊。
Even though when people has committed offense against you,
他也不计较。
And he did not make account of it.
再来，我们看彼得前书四章第十节。
Let's go on with First Peter chapter 4:10.
彼得前书第四章第十节。
First Peter chapter 4:10.
第十节。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。这里谈到要彼此服侍的道理呀。
So here he talks about the teaching of serving one another.
要愿意来侍奉人呐。
You must first have the willingness to serve others.
在教会里面呐。
Within the church.
我们都是弟兄姊妹。
We're all brothers and sisters.
所以每一个人都从神那里得到恩赐。
Therefore, each and every one of us we receive gifts and talents from God.
所谓恩赐的，就是神恩典的赏赐啊。
What gifts means is that it is a talent that has been given by God.
用一般的话来讲啊。
In a more simple context.
就是做事的能力啦。
It is the ability to perform things.
或者各种才能。
Or a different kind of ability.
我们要彼此服侍啊，我侍奉你，你侍奉我。
We must serve one another, which means that we serve you. If I serve you, you serve me.
在外面的团体啊，这个小的要服侍大的。
And in an outside organization, perhaps you have the minor has to serve the major.
哪里有大的去服侍小的呢？
Not even to talk about those of higher status to serve anybody who's
除了自己的父母亲、自己的亲人以外啊
，who's of minority other than our relatives.
没有说大的在服侍小的啦。
We've never encountered things like those elderly serving the younger.
所以我们愿意服侍人，就是要帮助人啊。
So if we're able to serve others, is to help others.
做百般恩赐的好管家。
And also to be a good servant.
这个也是爱的表现啊。
This is also a kind of expression of love.
所以教会有很多的工作。
Therefore, in the church, there are many tasks to be done.
我们照我们的恩赐出来服侍。
So we do, we serve according to the gifts given.
不是说因为我欠他我才来做的。
It is not because it is a must for us to do.
所以是因为我们爱主爱人才来做。
We do it because of our love for both man and God.
有一个老姊妹啊。
There was an elderly sister.
有一天传道者问她。
There was one day the preacher asked her.
说老姊妹，你阿婆啊，你怎么那么早来教会呢？
He said, "Well, this sister, why did you come to the church so early?"
他说我要来教会做工啊。
And the sister replied that I'm coming here this early to serve.
啊，是教会的服事工作啊。
And I need to do some work in serving others.
我所能做的只有擦这个桌椅啊。
The only one thing I could do was to wipe all the pews.
其他我都不能做。
Any other things I'm not able to do.
因为我是瞎眼的啦。
And because I'm blind.
所以我没有早一点来啊。
If I don't come earlier.
那别人已经把我抢去做啦。
If someone who comes later, might have taken my job.
每次有一个眼睛好好的人来，他已经把我抢起来的。
So, she thought that if anyone who has good eyesight, might have compete with her for the same task.
所以我就只好趁别人都还没有来来啊。
So the reason why I come so early is to come early enough before others come.
其他的工作除了祷告以外啊，我看不到，不知道啊怎么做。这个但是这个桌椅啊，它不会跑掉，我摸着就可以去擦。
Other than prayers that everyone could do, I think I still could feel where the pews are.
所以神还有这种机会啊，让我来服事啊。
So I thank God that I even have this opportunity to serve Him.
我就要尽力来做。
I must exert all my effort on it.
我们看这个老姊妹哈，她的侍奉精神啊。
So you could see such a spirit that this elderly sister has towards serving the Lord.
就是值得我们效法。
That is worth for us to learn.
因为她能够做的，她就尽力来做。
Because in anything that she could do, she will exert all her effort in doing it.
目的就是要爱这个教会，爱弟兄姊妹。
The only purpose was to love all brothers and sisters in the church.
所以我们只要有这种侍奉的精神啊。
If we do have this kind of spirit,
我们在教会，我们不会捡工作去做。
In the church, we will not be selective about the jobs that are given to us.
不管是讲道也好。
Regardless of speaking at the pulpit.
隐会啦，欢迎啦。
Or the person who leads the service, or the one who interprets.
为主耶稣做的工。
Anything that is in service to the Lord,
就是圣工啊。
It is considered as holy work.
神都愿意接纳。
And God will accept all that kind of tasks.
假如不是为主耶稣做的工
，if it is not done out of God,
即使讲道也不是圣工。
If it is not out of God.Even sermons will not be considered as the work of God.
假如讲道是为了让人称赞他的口才啊。
If speaking a sermon is only mere expression of your own eloquence.
不是为了来造就人。
And if your sole intention was not to edify others.
那么这一篇道理啊，不能得神的喜悦。
Then I could say that this sermon that I speak will not be pleasing to God.
所以彼得甚至这保罗甚至说啊。
So Paul said this.
你即使有先知讲道之能啦。
He said even though you have the ability to speak like Paul.
没有爱就好像响的锣敲的锣响的靶一样。
Without love, you're just like an empty drum.
不能造就人啊。
It will not bring forth any edifications.
你很会唱诗。
And if you're able to sing well.
但是假如不是为一种服事的心啊。
If you don't sing with the heart of service.
神也不喜悦啊。
God will not be pleasing.
我记得以前有一个英国的姊妹啊。
I still recall this one sister from England.
她做见证啊。
Once she testified that.
他有一次啊，他说，他很喜欢唱诗，他也很会唱诗。
She loved to sing and she sang really well.
而且他唱诗很多人喜欢听。
And many people love to hear her singing.
大家也都称赞他。
And many people complimented on her singing.
但是有一天他忽然没有声音啦。
But there was one day, she lost her voice.
结果去看医生。
And she went to the physician.
然后吃药啊。
And then took some
medication. 啊、
But it was all to no avail.
怎么代祷也没有用啊。
And even prayers, were not useful.
大家帮助祷告也没有效果。
There was no effect on the prayers that people
prayed. 结果有一天他自己就反省了。
So there was one day she did a self-examination.
他自己才发觉啊。
So she found out that
原来他唱诗啊，虽然是是觉得很高兴啊。
She found out that even though she was singing joyfully,
但是她更在意人家的称赞。
But what matters to her most was the praises of others.
哦，假如人家没有称赞她，她就若有所思啊。
Without praises, she will feel it's meaningless.
所以后来唱诗是为了得人称赞嘛。
And eventually, it becomes a tool for her to gain praises.
那神就借着这个让他没有声音来提醒他。
Therefore, God allows her to lose her voice so that it serves as a warning.
所以我们在做侍奉的这个工作啊。
Therefore, when we are serving the Lord,
其实是为了造就人呐。
It is for the soul edification of everyone.
让人得到帮助啊。
It is to help everyone.
让人来感受主耶稣基督里面的爱。
It is to allow everyone to feel the love in Christ.
不是只有要表现自己啦。
It is not a way of showing off yourself or your ability.
假如不是为神做的啊。
If it is not done for the sake of God.
不算圣功。
It will not be considered as ministry.
为神做的，即使我们扫地。
Even though working for God, even though if we are sweeping, is considered a good job. And in anything that we do, will be pleasing to God.
所以爱的表现就是要彼此服侍啊。
Therefore, the expression of love is such that we must serve one another.
照所得的恩赐啊。
And so that we could use the gifts given to us.
所以我们的恩赐所得不同。
Even though we receive different kind of gifts.
有人有这种恩赐啊。
Somebody might have this kind of gift.
另外有些人有另外一种恩赐。
Some people might have other specific gifts.
同样一个恩赐啊，得到也不同啊。
And even the same kind of gift received.
有人得到五千。
Do have some differences.
有人得到两千。
Some people receive 5,000. Some people receive 3,000 or 1,000.
即使我们看使徒啊，得到恩赐也不同啊。
And even though we look at apostles, they also receive different kind of gifts.
十二个使徒当中啊。
Among the 12 disciples.
我们看得出一般的观念啊，就是彼得、约翰、雅各啊，他们特别有恩赐。
So in our judgment, we always regard Peter, Paul, or James as the one who has the most gifts.
有的就不明显啊。
But others are not that apparent.
其他的使徒啊，有的没有特别记载他有什么表现。
And other apostles were not clearly stated in the Bible as to what kind of gifts they have.
所以保罗在谈到问恩赐的问题啊。
Therefore, when Paul was talking about the gifts,
说神在教会设立啊。
He said, when God established this church,
有使徒啦,
there are apostles,
有先知啦,
there are prophets,
有传福音的啦,
there are persons who
有,
preaches,
牧师啦,
there are pastors,
有教师啦,
there are teachers,
很多种啦,
there are many kind of people,
个人得到恩赐不同啊,
so each and everyone receives different kind of gifts,
有治理事的啦,
some people and ministers,
有的这个就是安慰人的啦,
some people who console others,
你得到什么就尽力去做。
What gifts you receive, you just try your best to do.
就像我们今天台湾有一百十几个传道啦。
Just like in Taiwan, we have over 113 preachers today.
其实这些传道者得到恩赐也不同啊。
And even among preachers, they bear different kind of gifts.
有的特别会讲道。
Some people, some of them might be more eloquent than others.
他好像得到讲道五千的恩赐啊。
And some people receive such kind of gift as if they have received 5,000.
但是在安慰信徒啦。
But as to the aspect of consolating members.
在其他的服事工作，他可能只有两千、一千。
Maybe in this aspect, this specific preacher might have only 3,000 or 1,000 talents given.
有的传道者啊，他并不是非常会讲道。
Whereas other preachers might, even though they are not eloquent,
好像只有两千啊,
even though they only have 2,000,
但是他特别会体恤人,
but they are specialized
会安慰人啊,
in consolating others.
所以他在访问的工作上。
Therefore, in the work of visitation.
甚至于带领慕道的工作上啊。
Even in leading newcomers to God.
他好像有五千的恩赐一样。
It seems that he has already gained $5,000 in terms of gifts.
所以个人要照所得的恩赐啊。
Therefore, each and every one of us must work according to the gifts given. To serve others is not in comparison with others.
所以每一个人的恩赐都很多种啦。
Therefore, each and every one bears different kind of gifts.
各种恩赐我们得到的不同。
And there are differences in the gifts given.
我们要照所得的去服侍就可以。
So we must do according to the gifts given.
神就悦纳啦。
And that will be all pleasing to God.
所以你得到两千，神就要求你两千啦。
So if you are given with 2,000, and God is expecting from you 2,000.
你得到五千，神要你要求你五千啦。
If you receive 5,000, God is expecting from you 5,000 in return.
你虽然很会讲道啊。
Even though you are eloquent.
你有五千的讲道恩赐啊。
You have the eloquence equivalent to 5,000.
你那个得到两千的两倍半。
So you are two and a half times of that of someone who receive only eloquence that is equivalent to 2,000.
你随便讲就三千五就赢他两千了。
So you could just do it all of just easily. You could score better than the other person.
但是在神的眼中啊，你有五千恩赐，只有做三千五是不忠心的。
But in the eyes of God, if you bear 5,000 in equivalence of gift. If you only produce 3,500, you are falling short of what is given.
人家得到两千的，他做两千呐，主人就称赞他。
So for the one who received 2,000, if he has done 2,000, then the master will be happy about it.
那你在这种恩赐上比人家多，不见得别的恩赐你得到领受就多。
And as you receive more gifts in one aspect, it doesn't mean that you receive the same amount of gifts in other.
所以要互相尊重。
Therefore, we must respect one another.
最重要不是那个名分啦。
The most important is not name.
最重要是你有没有照你的本分去做出来。
The most important is whether you have done the duty given to you.
我们看这个犹大，有使徒的名分。
Even though we look at Judas, even though he has the title as the disciple of Jesus.
主耶稣也让他做那个比较特殊的任务啊，就是管钱呐。
Jesus allowed him to be one who in charge of finance.
他有使徒的名分有什么用呢
？And what is the use for him to bear the name as disciple?
他管钱不忠心呐。
He was not loyal.
平常就偷钱带的钱。
He was not loyal towards the job given.
圣经说他是一个贼呀。
He was stealing the money that he was in charge of.
后来甚至将主耶稣出卖掉。
And he was a thief, and even though later on he,
你看他有使徒的职分有什么用呢
？He even betrayed Jesus later on. Then what is the point of him having the name as apostle?
所以最重要的不是那个。
Therefore, that was not the most important thing.
所以我们看这个玛利亚。
Therefore, when we look at Mary,
她会把握机会。
She took hold of chances.
她会打破一瓶香膏。
She broke a bottle of nard.
主耶稣称赞他悦纳他，还叫门徒啊到各地去传闻，要诉说这件事啊。
So Jesus even asked other apostles to compliment on what Mary has done in other places.
所以我们要侍奉神呐。
Therefore, in our when we serve the Lord,
最重要的照所得的恩赐啊。
What is the most important is that we must do according to the gifts given.
我们要进，我们在哪一方面，神让我们有特别有恩赐啊，你就要在那里尽力。
We must try our best in exerting our efforts of the gifts given.
千万不要跟别人比较。
Do not compete or compare with others.
因为神给人的不同啊。
Because there are differences in the gifts given by God.
当然要求也不同。
Of course, there are different expectations of God of you.
再来我们看第九节，四章第九节。
Let's go on with 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 9.
彼得前书四章九节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 9.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言啊。这里说要互相款待啦。
So here it says to offer hospitality.
互相款待啊，一般讲的就是互相接待。
Offering hospitality is to receive one another.
就是讲简单一点，就是要互相亲啊，有亲爱的表现，互相打招呼啦。
In a simple sense, it means that we must greet one another.
有帮补的时候，我们要出力来协助啊。
And if someone who's in need, we must try to help this person.
假如有人有困难。
If someone who's encountering difficulties.
我们要尽力帮助。
We must try to help him.
因为我们的付出。
Because the efforts that we've given out.
叫人来感谢神。
It will make people to give thanks towards God.
所以要互相款待。
Therefore, we must offer our hospitality to others.
我们再看五章十四节。
Let's go on with chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安，愿平安归于你们，还在基督里的人。这里是当时犹太人他们的一个风俗，一个习惯。
Here it talks about a custom that Jews used to have at that time.
就是要彼此问安啦。
That is to greet one another.
当然有的地方是用彼此亲嘴问安。
In some places, people greet one another with a kiss of love.
有的地方是用握手的。
In some places, people shake hands.
或其他的方法。
Or maybe other methods.
那最重要要彼此问安。
But the most important of this thing is to greet one another.
这是一种亲爱的表现啊。
That is an expression of love.
问安也是一种祝福啊。
And to greet others is also to bless others.
不是做表面的功夫啊。
It is not an action that is only on appearance.
所以在教会里面，这个也是相当重要。
Therefore, it is very important in the church also.
你假如到一个教会去啊。
Say for instance, if you go to other church.
没有人理你。
And nobody talks to you.
那你的感觉怎么样呢？
How will you feel?
所以有很多的大的教会忽略这种事啊。
Therefore, in some bigger churches, people tend to neglect.
所以在台湾啊，有的中南部啊，山地教会到台北，他说我喜欢到某一个教会，不喜欢到那一个教会。
Therefore, some people, some members from the mountainous church or people from the south, when they are going to the big cities, they said, I only like to go to a certain church.
其实聚会讲道都一样啊，甚至于传道的负担也都是同一个人。
Even though the sermons delivered were similar.
那为什么他喜欢去这里，不喜欢去那里呢？
So why does this person only wanted to go to a certain church?
所以我们问他原因啦。
So then I pursue on for the reason.
他就说啊，去到那边啊，人家很亲切的问啊。
He said, well, people over there are very friendly to greet me.
对你关心啊，有的地方你去了好像没有去一样。
They are very concerned about me, but other places it's just like a stranger.
甚至好像看到你好像没有看到啊。
And some people even treat you like invisible.
所以彼得啊，他也认为这问安是很重要的。
Therefore, Peter has regarded this greeting one another as an important thing.
当然我们到这里来啊，我看大家很亲切啦。
Of course, when I come here, I found everyone is very friendly.
但是这个彼此啊，是任何两个人之间都要做。
And this is supposed to be done among people.
不是只有对陌生人。
Not only to strangers.
我们即使是同龄啊，也不要忽略啊。
Even to all brothers and sisters, we should not be ignorant about this.
再来这个我们再看第五章第二节。
Let's go on to chapter 5, verse 2.
第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
这里说务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。这里当然这个彼得啊，他这个做长老的，他说我这个做长老做基督受苦的见证啊，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的啊。这个是彼得他站在一个带领者啊他所勉励的话。
So Peter has gave out this encouragement from the standpoint as a leader.
就是我们为了爱神，为了爱人啊。
So in order to love both man and God,
我们愿意受苦。
We need to bear sufferings.
我们甘心乐意来照管群羊。
We are willing to take care of the flock.
所以啊，这个群羊当然有软弱的，有坚固的。
Of course, in God's flock, there are people who are weak and people who are stronger.
我们总是尽力去服侍他。
We must always try to serve them.
哦，所以这也是很重要啊。
That is a very important.
哦，再来我们看第三章第九节啦。
Let's go on to chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节这里说，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，但要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气啊。啊，这里面呢、啊、在谈到啊，啊这个爱，爱的具体表现啊。
So this verse is talking about the entirety of love.
不以恶报恶啦。
Not to repay evil with evil.
哦，倒要祝福啊。
And we need to bless.
哦，要为仇敌祝福。
To bless your enemies.
哦，所以有时候我们受到误会啦。当然，在主内没有仇敌啦。
Of course, within in Christ, we have no enemies.
啊，但是有时候受到误会啊。
Sometimes because of misunderstandings.
啊，受到啊莫须有的攻击。
And we have been attacked unknowingly.
我们还是一样要爱他。
We must all the more love this person.
啊，就这就是主耶稣爱的精义呀。
And this is the essence of the love of Jesus.
啊，主耶稣在我们不可爱的时候爱我们呐。
So Jesus said, "Love us when we are at our lowest."
也是希望我们能够把这种道理行出来。
He's hoping that we are able to manifest what
he has taught us. 二章十七节。
Let's go on with chapter 2, verse 17.
彼得前书二章十七节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 17.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。这里说要亲爱教中的弟兄。
So here it said we must love the brotherhood of believers.
所以在主里面做弟兄的。
Therefore, as brethren in the church,
我们要当做弟兄来看待他。
We must treat them as brothers.
不要单顾自己啦。
We should not only care for our personal matters.
所以彼得前书啊，虽然彼得当时年纪比较大，而且他是教会的长老啊。
When Peter was writing first this letter, he was quite elderly at the time.
在这章节里面呢、啊，他一再说各位各位弟兄啊。
In the letter, he kept on mentioning about brothers.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
Beloved brothers.
你们应该怎样怎样。
And what you should do. Or what you should have done.
这就是一种关心的表现啦。
And these are a gesture of concern.
所以这个彼得啊，要我们呢，要能互相接纳。
Therefore, Peter wants us to accept one another.
把这个爱的道理行出来。
And also to express ourselves of this teaching of love.
在四章第八节，甚至于说，爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So even at chapter 4, verse 8, it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
诗篇130篇第三节。
In Psalm chapter 130 and chapter 3, verse 3.
到第四节啊。
To verse 4.
说，主若就察罪孽。
So he says, if God made accounts of one sin,
谁能站立得住呢？
There's no one, no one who can be avoided.
但在耶和华有赦免之恩啊。
So under the forgiveness of God,
意思就是说啊，神假如说要跟我们算账了。
That means to say that if God wanted to make an account with all of us,
我们哪一个站得住啊？
None of us can be forgiven.
哪一个传道，哪一个长老，哪一个执事，哪一个弟兄姊妹 站得住呢？
There's none of the elders, deacons, brothers or sisters can stand rightfully before Jesus.
哦，所以我们当然也不能要求别人都完全啊，都不会犯错。
And of course, we cannot expect others to be perfect.
其实都是神啊，有赦罪诸恩，不计较我们的过患。
As a matter of fact, it is all the grace of God that He did not want to make an account of all our iniquities.
我们才有资格继续在主耶稣的面前得到恩惠。
So that we're able to once again receive His grace before Him.
啊，因为时间的关系啊，我们就用这一些来做彼此的勉励。
Because of time constraint, I can only use these teachings as mutual encouragement.
最重要的就是要实行爱心。
But the most important of all is to practice our deed in love.
我们讲在座的道理啊，
we can set all we want about teachings.
我们有再有多大的知识，再有多大的这个能力啊，
we can try our best to understand all kinds of teachings.
啊，不一定能造就人啊。
But we are not sure of if we can edify others with.
把爱心实行出来。
The only thing we could do is to practice our love.
不但能造就人，
Not only you can edify others with that,
而且可以吸引很多慕道者来，
You can also attract many of the newcomers before him.
来共同享受神的爱。
So to share with us together with the love of God.
帮助我们。
May God help all of us.